Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Crate Science-style subweight roller in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Make the low end feel deep, dark, disciplined, and seriously forward-moving. This is not about making the loudest bass in the room. It's about making the track feel like it's rolling under pressure, with just enough movement to keep the listener locked in. That's the roller mindset. The bass should support the groove, not fight it. And in drum and bass, especially at 174 BPM, that difference is everything. So before we touch sound design, let's think like an arranger. Start in arrangement view. That matters, because a roller is a record, not just a loop. Set the tempo to 174 BPM and create three core tracks, drums, sub, and mid-bass. If you want, add a return for atmosphere later, but keep the core setup dry and focused at first. One quick mindset shift here. Think in layers of responsibility, not just layers of sound. The sub owns the physical low end. The mid-bass owns the movement and character. The drums own the momentum and the push-pull around the snare. If two parts are trying to do the same job, the groove gets smaller instead of bigger. Let's build the sub first, because everything else should sit around it. On your sub track, load operator or waveatable. If you use operator, go with a sine wave and turn off anything unnecessary. Keep the amp envelope tight, but not clicky. A fast attack, short decay, full sustain, and a short release is a solid starting point. You want the note to start cleanly and stop cleanly, without smearing the groove. If you use waveatable, choose a clean sine or triangle-like source and keep it stable. No motion yet, no fancy stuff, just pure low-end weight. After the synth, add utility. Set the width to zero so the sub stays centered and mono. That's important. In DNB, the low-end needs to be rock-solid. Then add EQ 8 if needed and high pass only if there's unwanted rumble below around 25 to 30 Hz. Don't boost the sub just because it feels good in solo. The goal is clarity and control. Now write a simple bass phrase over two or four bars. Think root notes, fifths, and a few passing tones. A great roller doesn't need a lot of notes. In fact, short notes can often feel heavier than long ones because they leave more space around the drums. A good starting shape might be this: a long root note in the first bar, a shorter root with a syncopated pickup in the second, then a root plus an octave jump in the third, and finally some space before a late answer note in the fourth. That kind of phrasing gives you pressure, breath, and forward motion all at once. Now duplicate that MIDI clip to a second track for the mid-bass. This layer is where the character lives. Load waveatable and build something simple, almost Reese adjacent, but not overcooked. Use two saw oscillators, slightly detuned. Keep unison low, maybe 2 to 4 voices max, and don't push the detune too far. You want width and tension, not a cloudy mess. Add saturator after it, with a modest drive amount and soft clip turned on. Then use auto filter in low pass mode to shape the brightness. Set the cutoff somewhere in the low to mid range depending on how dark you want it, and keep resonance controlled. If you want a little extra edge, you can add something like Redux or Corpus, but be careful. Tiny amounts go a long way. Now mentally separate the job of the two bass layers. The sub is the physical statement. The mid-bass is the attitude. If the sub holds a note, the mid layer can add a bit of chatter, a short tail, or a subtle rhythmic flick. That contrast is what makes the bass feel alive without losing discipline. And here's a really important teacher note. Use the snare as your timing anchor. In DNB rollers, the snare tells you whether the bass is sitting right. If a bass note crowds the snare and makes it feel smaller, the answer is usually not more processing. It's usually less note length, or a better placement. So when you're programming the bassline, think like a percussionist. Mix short notes and medium notes. Use some 1/8 THS and 1/16 THS, but don't overdo it. Leave spaces after the snare. Let the kick breathe. The bass should answer the drums, not talk over them. A classic roller relationship looks like this. The kick hits, the bass enters on the offbeat or the end, the snare lands cleanly on 2 and 4, and then the bass comes back with a short fill after the snare. That back and forth is the engine of the groove. If your bass sound responds well to velocity, use it. A few different velocities can make the phrase feel more human. If not, you can still vary note lengths, filter movement, or amp response to get that same life. Now let's give the drums some identity. Load a break loop or your own edited break on a drum track. You can slice it to MIDI or edit it manually in auto. Keep the main snare strong and tuck in ghost hats, tiny kick pickups, and little break tails behind the main hits. This is where the human motion comes from. The bass gives machine-like pressure, but the break gives it swing and life. On the drum bus, use drum bus lightly. A touch of drive, a little crunch if needed, and maybe a small transient boost if the drums need more snap. Then clean things up with EQ8 if the break gets boxy around 200 to 400 Hz, or harshen to highs above 8 to 10 kHz. Don't overprocess the drums. They should support the bass, not compete with it. If the kick and sub are fighting, solve that before adding more layers. That's a big one. Don't mix with hope. Next, let's shape the interaction between bass and drums. Add compressor to the bass tracks and sidechain from the kick or the drum bus. Keep it subtle. This is not about obvious pumping unless that's the stylistic choice. A ratio somewhere around 2:1 to 4:1 is a good starting point. Use a fast attack, but not so fast that it clicks, and set the release to match the groove, often somewhere in the 80 to 160 millisecond range. If possible, keep the sub sidechain gentler than the mid bass. The sub should stay stable and centered, while the mid layer ducks just enough to let the drums breathe. That's how you get the rolling sensation without flattening the whole mix. Now, one of the biggest differences between an okay loop and a proper roller is arrangement. Rollers live and die by phrase logic, so start thinking in 8-bar sections. In the intro, keep the bass filtered or absent, and use atmosphere or break texture to build tension. Then bring the sub in first, followed by the mid bass. Open the filter slowly over time. Small changes matter more than dramatic ones here. A tiny cutoff move, a slightly more aggressive saturation setting at the end of a phrase, or one missing kick can create a lot of energy if it's placed well. A strong arrangement might look like this: bars 1 to 16 for intro and tension, bars 17 to 32 for the first stripped back drop, bars 33 to 48 for a variation with a little extra bass pickup and a drum fill, bars 49 to 64 for a second drop with more open filter and harder accents, then a breakdown or reset, and finally a last drop that feels a bit bigger and more resolved. Notice the theme there. Evolve the energy without constantly adding new sounds. The bass line itself should be strong enough to carry the record. To create a switch up without losing the identity of the tune, duplicate the drop section and change only one or two things. Maybe you alter the bass rhythm in bar 4 or bar 8. Maybe you remove one kick. Maybe you add a reverse tail or a tiny pitch drop on the last note of the phrase. That kind of variation is enough to keep the ear engaged without turning the track into a different song. This is a big intermediate level upgrade. Stop trying to make everything more complicated. Start designing better phrase changes. You can also use call and response between the sub and mid bass. Let the sub make the main statement, then let the mid layer answer with a short rhythmic flick or filter move that keeps the low end clean while still giving you musical motion. If you want a darker twist, try a brief chromatic passing note or a small downward pitch move at the end of an 8-bar phrase. Keep it short. The goal is tension, not melody. Now let's talk about automation, because this is where the track starts to feel alive. Automate the mid-bass filter cutoff so the drop starts relatively closed and then opens gradually over 8 or 16 bars. Add a little extra saturation drive at the end of phrases if you want more density. Use reverb only on transition elements, not on the main sub. And if you need micro changes, use clip gain or utility rather than overprocessing the sound to death. Also, check the track at low volume. That's a great reality check. If the bass line still feels like it's moving the tune when the speakers are quiet, then the phrasing and contrast are probably working. A good roller should feel powerful even when it isn't screaming at you. At this point, once the bass and drums are working together, consider resampling. Print the bass group to Audito. This is one of the best ways to commit to a direction and stop endless tweaking. Once it's audio, you can chop it, reverse a tail, tighten a transition, or pull out one strong hit for a fill or FX moment. That kind of commitment is a huge part of making real DNB records. Sometimes the best move is to stop refining the synth and start arranging the audio. If you're going for a darker or heavier vibe, there are a few pro moves worth remembering. Use two saturation stages instead of one giant one. A light saturator on the synth, then a gentle soft clip or glue stage on the bass bus. Keep the sub nearly dead center. Use small amounts of movement in the mid bass, like subtle pitch modulation or tiny bends, to create urgency without turning it into a lead. And leave more space than you think you need. Dark DNB often sounds heavier because it's disciplined, not crowded. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the sub too busy. Don't let the mid bass eat the low end. Don't widen the bass too much, especially below about 100 to 120 Hz. Don't rely on distortion too early. And don't forget the conversation between the bass and the snare. If the snare stops feeling sharp, the bass is probably too long or too dense. If you want to practice this fast, Build a tiny 8-bar loop. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Make a sub with operator. Duplicate it to a mid bass with wave eatable and a bit of saturation. Add one break loop. Edit one ghost note or kick pickup. Repeat bars 1 to 4 with no change. Then in bars 5 to 8 make one bass note change and one filter move. Sidechain lightly. Check it in mono. Then export or resample the best 8 bars and listen back outside the project. The goal is not just to make a loop. The goal is to make it feel like a real drop that wants to continue.